Welcome to the Sage of Three Paths podcast. We are three brothers who use this space to talk about a range of topics, anything from politics, race, anime, and pop culture, each giving our own perspectives and opinions. I'm the youngest, Mo Janna, also known as Junior Lam.
I'm the oldest, Okello, but my brothers call me AJ.
Middle child, Oz, aka Wizard King.
We three brothers.
One sec. We once again thank you for tuning in and joining us on this sometimes cathartic journey. Let's dive right in.
If we was to say, cool, we're appointing you the position of, let's call it the JPC, yeah, the Janna People's Party.
Capitalist.
Let's call it the JPC, the Janna People's Party, right?
Wait, JPC. And C.
JPP.
JPP. Yeah, it's late.
It is late.
It's late. JPP, right? The Janna People's Party. Or JPC, the Janna People's Congress, whichever one you want to... You Janna's call people. It. You're basically, you're the lead. You're the head of it, right? And your goal is the unification of Africa. How are you going to do that? Or do you even see that as something being possible?
I've been given quite a lot of, I say, a lot. But the thought has been playing in my mind recently, actually, as to how I see the future going to be. And I personally think, first and foremost, what's predicted in the next 50 years is Africa becoming a major... dominant financial force in the world as a continent.
It will happen.
As a continent. Yeah,
is happen. That through the adoption of Chinese labor en masse? Because this is purely an ignorant speculation from my point, because I don't have the facts, I don't have the figures, but from stuff that I hear from people within our family or having conversations with friends, that there are a lot of large masses of Chinese labor going over to help build roads, build bridges, do up the infrastructure and all these kind of things. On budget, paid for by the Chinese also, almost staking their investment, going towards what you guys are saying.
Yeah, it's 0% interest, but 100% influence.
Bars.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if you're aware. My master's dissertation was what was the title? The title was.
You just did it, so either you didn't write that, the semen retention is not working well.
it was on the lines of, it's not exactly, but on the lines of, Africa's new colonial masters. Chinese investment across the continent.
Oh, so you can validate sort of what I'm saying. Sort of looking forward, maybe they are trying to stake their claim to be like, perhaps in 10 years' time or 50 years' time, Africa will be this massive financial conglomerate to dominate the world.
I didn't say anything about dominating the world.
To exercise some form of dominance within the global structure, I think that's fair to say. But perhaps the Africans themselves won't be able to benefit from that because of this initial investment from the Chinese.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that I did a dissertation on it says that there's a lot to it. And honestly, that's a conversation all on its own. Because I would like to keep that conversation, though, for like a proper in-depth, like, we can go over my dissertation so we both know what's going on, because I had quite a lot of figures and I had to make graphs and look at a lot of databases. The foreign investment coming in from China across Africa is insane. But that's not limited to just Africa, though. That's all around the world. The amount of money China's pumping all around the world is insane. And arguably, anyways, like I said, this is a really long and deep conversation. to keep things simple, though, I just want to say my point was that for how I see the future, I see the future as having continental blocks. So the speaking of China, yeah, I actually kind of see China's dominance in Asia inevitable.
In Africa?
In Asia.
Oh, in Asia.
Yeah.
Did they not already have dominance over Asia?
No.
Who would you say has dominance in Asia then?
Well, the US. The US.
Over China? I'm not sure if no. I...
Yes.
I'm not sure if I...
China's not in a position where it's completely free to run wild across Asia. The US very much keeps it in check, even by having its allies there as well.
Isn't China a communist party? They're run by a communist party, so they are a communism. People are fighting against it.
You know as well as I know, there ain't no communism in China.
Okay. That's layered. So what would you describe Chinese society politically?
Pseudo-capitalism.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's not real communism at all. Not what's on paper for what communism is.
Mm.
And that's clear for everyone to see. I don't think that can even be disputed.
Why pseudo-capitalism and not pseudo-communism or pseudo-fascism?
Because it's all about the money and a damn thing funny.
Yeah, who's that? You can't spit bars if you can't come with it.
Grandmaster Flash.
All right, what was the song?
Rap genius.
Grandmaster Flash, The Message.
Cool. You know that people are going to be Googling that. Like, is this ninja lying? This ninja... Hey.
Oh, come on.
When it comes to bars, AJ's the god.
No, but this song's like... If I did the chorus, you would get it instantly.
Coming from the guy who said he doesn't rap, by the way, you know, very much downplayed.
No, I don't know.
I'm not cool. I can't
couldn't
dance.
Fit in as a kid.
I can't dance. I can't rap.
Couldn't fit in.
He's dropping
bars.
They
used to bully me, so I started rapping on the street corner.
All right, Lupe. Okay, Lupe.
Like Phil Collins.
Phil Collins. How did you get Phil?
Is that with the gorilla suit or without the gorilla suit?
You know, just love it. You know, trying it. My point being, well, let me do the chorus first because, like I said, you instantly get it. I'll say like 2 to 3 words and you'll get it straight away. It's like a jungle.
Sometimes it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Simple as.
Doo-doo-doo.
Simple as.
Yeah, big tune. Very, very, very big tune.
Yeah. You got to have money in this land of milk and honey. So, yeah, where I see the world going for the future, and, you know, this is neither here or there. It's just my opinion. You know, this is something I could put on Facebook for a Facebook rant. But I see the world going in blocks.
Don't put it on.
That's what it's there for.
No, I definitely won't. We've already established that. I definitely won't.
I'm going to make an account and put it there. I'm just going to make bare fake accounts and start putting all this wild, wacky theory that we're discussing here.
If I start texting you from a different number, then you know why. If I just start messaging you off different... Yeah, I don't want to be linked with you in your Facebook.
Me and you are going to be friends on Facebook, man.
I'm already friends with you.
There you go. Lacking.
You lot better be making that account.
Slacking.
And logging in and having the details.
Right. Let me wrap this up on my side, right? So, I see blocks. European bloc, Asian bloc, African bloc, North American bloc. And I quite literally see the world moving in the direction of blocks.
Okay, what does that mean?
So, if you're speaking about like the unification of Africa, I see that as inevitable. Just as the European Union is one of the mega forces of the world. That, like, there's currently three main blocks, right? There's the USA, there's the EU, and there's China. And I think the foundations have already been set for these mega blocks. But I truly believe that's the world will eventually move down in that direction. What does that mean, or what does that look like in terms of people traveling, in terms of do you have to be in your block if you're a certain color or gender or whatever? I don't know. But I definitely see the world moving because, you know, the world's huge, but at the same time, it's small. But in order for everyone to be able to interact with each other, you can't just do it as a standalone country, which, you know, many Brexiters thought would be the case when they voted for Brexit. Oh, we'll be able to make our own laws. We can do what we want. It's like, if you existed with no other countries in the world, yes, but you don't. And if you're going to trade with other countries, then you're going to have to come to an agreement. And the moment you come into an agreement, it means you're not going to get everything that you want, unfettered access to whatever it is that you want. You're going to have to give a little bit.
Theresa tried 3 times.
Yeah.
And they still didn't get what they wanted. Come on.
Yeah.
It's about compromise.
I fully had to think. I was like, who the hell is Theresa?
Theresa May. Theresa May.
Obviously, our clubs.
Forgot about her. Yeah,
but that's what happens in politics in particular.
She was hated in the UK.
She got murked.
She was hated.
She got murked.
I kind of feel sorry for her.
Yeah, low key.
Yeah, like some of the stuff that was coming out was wild. I'm not saying that she helped herself.
Doing that skank, because you look good. Ooh, robot, African robot.
She probably shouldn't have danced.
You better just start spinning on your head or something.
Was somewhere in the Commonwealth where she did that, right? She was somewhere in one of the UK's African territories.
So let's just try and wrap up that point, yeah? So, AJ, what you're saying is, if you were the leader of the JPP, the Janez People Party.
Is that what we were talking about?
Yeah, because that's what it links to. Or what would he do in terms of the unification of Africa? So you would, I don't know, ignite or start pushing for creating, or a better way to put it, finally establishing these blocks.
No, these blocks have already been established.
You're saying that the foundations have been set there, but they haven't been established to say, oh, this is the African bloc, this is the EU, this is the Americas, this is the Australias.
I think they have. I think the average person who doesn't engage with global politics, which is the majority of people, probably don't see it that way because they're just living their everyday life. But I've been in a situation where I was studying global politics and how they interact with each other, so international relations, and what their long-term goals for each bloc is. So for me, I very much am aware that these blocs are already in place, and it's going to be just more solidified as blocks.
I even think a good example of that, or which displays that, is, you know, seeing how the different, I don't want to say, let's say the different blocks, I'll go with that same trade of vocabulary. So that you can see the different blocks and how they're responding in terms of COVID and in terms of the vaccine, in terms of all of those things. You know, normally, I know, you know, maybe look at it at a country level. But I need to watch anime, Crunchyroll, that's what I'm talking about. On a country level, Crunchyroll.
That'll be nice. Even better than Facebook, man's, you know.
Tired playing $7.99. I want to be a gold member too. Come on, man.
Give it that premium.
Since I was there before you started having your own Crunchyroll originals, you know, I'm one of the originals. So definitely a giver backer to the community. But yeah, I think we can already see in the different countries. I know sometimes we look at it on a country level. This country's doing this and this country's doing this. But if you do take a step back, it is an example of these blocks. I mean, they are moving and maneuvering in blocks. And at the moment, the UK's obviously got its own block at the moment, or trying to make its own block. I think it even goes to show there, you know, go to anywhere in Africa and try and move the same way, or expect things to be the same way as there. It's not the same as it is here, COVID related, you know. Obviously, there's other things that fall into that, but I do think there is more examples of the clear distinctions between those blocks.
I hear that. It's kind of sad in terms of this, the COVID response. Perhaps we've discussed this before off the air. But imagine an alien invasion. In the movies, you see the aliens come down, the whole human race come together to be like, no, we're all one. We're under God. We'll survive. But realistically, what COVID has shown us is that if there's something alien that comes and starts killing people off or destroying life as we know it or the norm, everything goes to crap very quickly. And everyone starts playing the blame game and, oh, so you can't do that. And, oh, if you need to come here, then you're going to have to pay X amount by this law that we've created and stay in a hotel or, like, just the whole concept of humble humanity goes out of the way, or that idea of humanity coming together to be one. As you see in the movies. What's this movie with Will Smith? Independence Day. People blowing up from aeroplanes, smashing into the force field. The way that people rally together to find a solution to come and kill these guys, to kill the aliens, or to dreb them from, to get rid of them, sorry. I know, I'm getting tired now myself. I'm getting tired, I'm reverting back to my old ways. I think that is a scary concept for humanity. Perhaps we're all desensitized, or perhaps we're so focused on our own tribes based off of social media. Social media has accelerated the creation of various different tribes. So now everyone's protecting their own. They're being exactly what Facebook or all social medias want them to be. Glued to their screens, glued to the idea of being within a tribe rather than it be humanity as the tribe. A little rant, but
I don't know, man. I hear where you're coming from, but I do have the opinion that these blocks that have been set, right, by the powers that be, whoever chose to set them, Christopher Columbus, who, I don't know, whoever went to somewhere and said, this is mine, you know, I think that's part of the narrative they want to push. I don't actually, you know, yes, I do agree with your point. It is sad. But I do think also on the other side, there's a lot that maybe has been done, you know, in unification. But we don't hear about that. We won't know about that. You know, they don't talk about the similarities or the situations where we've worked together. When have you ever heard that before? Or when do you really hear that? Is that news, or is news when, you know, this country's choosing to do it different? Let's look at Sweden. Sweden's doing it different. Let's focus on that. Forget all of that. Maybe let's focus on, okay, these group of scientists from these different countries have come together to test this, this, and this. You know, I don't think we hear much of that narrative. So I think that the unification or the I think there is examples maybe that we could use which would make it less sad. I just don't think...
Do you know what? The unification of Africa is not an easy task. I hear you guys saying that there's these blocks that have been created already. But you need to think that Africa's a diverse place. Think of Europe, this block that they've created. Even that, where most people have this, like, a similar colour skin, that's diverse. You go to Africa, you got every skin under the sun. So many different cultures, so many different foods, so many schools of thought. Like, to say, okay, we're all one block. We're all going to do everything exactly the same. Well, that's going to be near impossible, I think.
Being one block doesn't mean you have to do everything exactly the same. I mean, the US is one block, but there's federal laws and state laws. So what's more appropriate to your state, which you can choose in some instances,
mm-hmm.
that can be, you know, you would have the federal leadership and you'd have the state level leadership as well.
I agree.
So it's not a case of everyone has to do the exact same thing. That's not really what the block would be. but the block would be your citizen of the block.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than just your citizen of the country. So you can be from the African block, from this district, or this country in the block. So, the one thing that stands out is obviously these are just land masses, right?
Correct.
It's just land masses with tribes of people who share similarities.
Mm-hmm. With invisible lines dividing us all.
So really and truly, I'm saying, block. It was already that anyway. I just believe it will become more profound, easily seen.
Mm-mm. I hear that. So geographically, those blocks are there.
More aligned.
Regardless of anyone's input.
I think it's inevitable. No, I could be wrong. I mean, if you look at Brexit is a perfect example of what I'm saying, of a hole in my argument. But I do believe 10 years, 20 years time, the UK would have assigned itself to a bloc, whether it's back to the EU, more so with the US or even with China. You can't just be a lone wolf out there. You can try your best and things may go your way for some things, but things won't go your way for everything. And you have more clout when, there's a bigger... market is the word that comes to my mind. Because, the EU is a huge market. It's a freaking huge market. And then you compare that to the UK.
Mm.
If you as a businessman, where you want to sell to? Just the UK or the EU?
I'm going to the EU. I'm going to go right? see them.
Like that's just... EU. You don't even need to think twice about that. But I could be wrong. I'm very interested to see, as long as I'm living, how the world plays out. But I'm very much... I've disengaged a lot with politics. I've disengaged a lot with all of that stuff. And I think the best way to go about your life is to just try and live the life you can as best as you can. I think that's the best way. Because, to quote Donald Trump, it's all fake news. We don't know what's going on. We weren't there. This person said this person says that. There's so many different news broadcasters giving you different angles on the same news, so it seems like completely different stories. I'm out. I'll just live my life the best I can.
Welcome to the Sage of Three Paths podcast. We are three brothers who use this space to talk about a range of topics, anything from politics, race, anime, and pop culture, each giving our own perspectives and opinions. I'm the youngest, Mo Janna, also known as Junior Lau.
I'm the oldest, Okello, but my brothers call me AJ.
Middle child, Oz, aka Wizard King.
Do you know, AJ, you're actually looking to leave the land of Adam that we are currently residing in. Is that correct? You're looking to leave here on a permanent basis at some point?
Yes. Yes, I would like to. Ultimately, I would like to. One, the weather. I would like a place with...
warmer climate.
Warmer climate or proper seasons.
Okay.
Grey 300 days of the year is not really my ideal.
I hear that. That's very few people's ideal. I hear that.
Yeah.
That's pretty accurate as well. Great. 300 days of the year. That's pretty accurate.
And then
365 days in a year.
And that 65 throughout the year is, it's, you'll be something different along the way, but yeah. So
I hear that.
Weather-wise, even just culturally.
Mm.
I was lucky enough, and I guess Oz, you've had this experience as well. I was lucky enough to live in other European countries.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's this thing when you grow up in the UK that you're living in the best country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not explicitly said, but everyone kind of feels that way. And I have conversations with English people now. And the weirdest thing for me is it will be like, let's say, a second generation immigrant English. So this person is born and raised in England, but mm-hmm. their parents are from somewhere else. And you say to the person that, yeah, no, Germany's is a lovely country and stuff like that, and how it's really well developed and it's so clean. And you see like this bit of a brain fart moment for them where they're like, what? It's not as nice as here though, right? And it's like, no, they do some things better than that's done here. And England does some things better as well. You know, like, it's kind of just, I don't know. I think you guys understand it though. When I say, when I've dealt with the majority of people who have been born and raised in England and not traveled much, which mm-hmm. I don't think the average working class person has traveled much. And
don't even have a passport.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And mm-hmm. One of my friends got his passport for the first time at 30.
When we come here, that's the first thing we try and secure.
Yeah, that's for safety, though.
I know, we're trying to plan some sort of a stay here or an escape route if stuff hits the fan. Interesting. Mo, could you see yourself living in Sierra Leone, making that move? Because you're looking to make moves from UK also.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. My end goal is to move there, to work there, to be there. I don't really see myself in the future being in. I just don't see myself being in anywhere in Western society. You know, I'm trying to move away from.
Yeah, he doesn't want Facebook to see him in Sierra Leone. Facebook has already taken over Africa. It's all over there. Every Africa and every African and their mama has got a smart mobile phone and they're on some social media somehow.
Yeah, those Android phones, man. They got so many.
Hey, it's from the Chinese. It's all mad. Hey, this is all pre-planned, perhaps.
Maybe.
It's not far from the truth, in my opinion. But who knows?
My dissertation, cheap products are imported straight. Boom. And they flood the African markets, which is really bad for African manufacturing because it doesn't give the African manufacturers a chance because they're getting cheap goods, which is good for the consumer because it's readily available for all consumers. But the manufacturing sector takes a big hit because of that. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Look at that, I'm just spouting bigotist? What's the word?
Bigotry.
I'm just spouting bigotry and this guy's like, do you know what? Actually right. I did a dissertation on it.
I'm telling you, he's the fact checker.
It's mad.
But yeah, no, 100%. I don't think I've always dreamed of that. I think as I've grown older, I've been able to formulate a bit more of an understanding as I've travelled. I've been able to also, you know, formulate a bit more of an understanding of culture and where you're at. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, the more important things to me in life, man. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like there's a lot of distraction. There's a lot of, I don't know, there's a lot of what I have been exposed to, which just doesn't feel, I don't know, just doesn't feel like it's where I belong. Mm.
Do you feel that there's, this is for both of you actually.
Wait, before you ask us that, how about yourself?
What's that? Do I see myself moving there?
Or do you see yourself leaving the UK and why?
Well, as someone who's left already, we should rephrase this question because he did live in another country. 5 years. Right?
4 years.
Yeah.
4 years, sorry.
Mm. 4 years. Okay. As someone who's lived in another European country for 4 years.
Maybe less.
Now you've come back, right? Do you really see yourself staying here? Or did you, when you was away, did you miss it? Was you like, I want to go back to driving on the left side?
No.
Driving on the left side of the road.
Nah, do you know what? The thing for me, I didn't miss England one bit. Maybe there was like a little bit of nostalgia growing up, whether that's the estates in London or going to Abington Park or something like this, or playing basketball with friends, stuff like that. But England and the UK itself, I didn't miss. More so the people. The people, my family. Because of the connection, everyone's here. That's what I missed. But to miss the UK, like, if you remove the whole family factor from it, then I wouldn't have come back. It's quite that simple. It's quite that simple. It's just a different way, man. Again, I think AJ hit it nail on the head to say 300 days, grey. I'd rather go somewhere where it has actual seasons. When it's summer, you prepare for summer and you enjoy summer. Cool, this might be fleeting for now because global warming's going to trash us all. And who knows what's going to happen. Hurricanes in bloody Egypt. I don't know. But yeah, do you know what? I can see myself moving to a warmer climate very easily. As long as I'm in a place where I'm able to. And my family also is able to benefit from that. I don't see why not. But yeah, what I was going on to say is, do you feel like, because AJ, you were born in Sierra Leone, moved to the UK when you were 5, 6 years old, something like
that. Four.
4 years old. But me and you, Mo, we were born in the UK. Now, it's a similar experience because how much do you remember from being 4 years old, really? That's next to nothing. Now, do you feel it's the fear of missing out or fear of not having gone already that is really sort of the driving force of you guys being like, yeah, 100%. Like, for AJ, it seems like a 5-year plan, something sort of that soon. But with you, it seems, 10 to 15 year plan. Like, you've still got some bits to do. And you said later on in life. Obviously, I'm not picking at it. I'm just surface level from what you said. That's what I'm trying to understand. Is that what you guys feel? Because we didn't make a conscious effort to go over to Sierra Leone already, that's why we feel that pull to be like, damn, I need to go visit the motherland and see what all the hype's about.
For me, I think if it was a case where we were able to spend more time there growing up, my timeline would have been a lot more shorter, I think.
Okay.
It would have shortened my timeline. I wouldn't be... And I think, yeah, you are right. Maybe 10 years is... I don't want to say 15 because I feel like that's pushing it. Because I do want to, you know, really enjoy my adult life and really have my family living there and growing up there and, you know... Yeah, I'd say 10 years, but... No, I don't think that it's the lack of being there that's made me feel like I need to go or want to go or 100%, yeah, I'm going to go live there and settle down. The longer I spend in a place where I don't feel like I really belong there, the more I'm going to gravitate towards the place I already know. You know, I'll feel, I don't want to say feel welcomed, I know that's a whole different journey in itself. Like you said, me and you were born heroes, you know. We're going to go there and say, look at this white man. Look at this Oyinbo.
Oyinbo.
That's what they'll say.
JC, just coming.
Yeah, look at this JC. I understand that I'm going to have to get over that. But I think, yeah, man, what's wrong with going back to the motherland?
Absolutely nothing.
What's wrong with going back? Absolutely nothing. I actually want to go... Yeah, and not have to think about the fact that I'm black. I think that's. I want to know what that feels like.
Yeah, I hear that. It's going to be quite surreal. You wake up out of bed, you look out your window, black people. You go to the supermarket, black people. You go to the beach, black people. Couple white guys who went on holiday, couple of sugar mamas who are trying to... Yep. They're getting the run around by 2-3 men who want to get them papers, come over to the UK.
But yeah, no, what I want to have that. I want to have that experience. The experience of, you know, being really feeling a part of a community or, you know, we want to say tribe. And I want to give back, you know, I want to contribute. I want to be an active contributing member of that. I want to be able to say, you know, this is where my heritage came from. And, you know, our parents came over here to give us the opportunity to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they took that risk. They took that leap of faith. You know, they worked really hard. They went through those trials and tribulations to give us the opportunities that we have had and will continue to have. And I want to make that go full circle. That's the main thing for me. I want to take that full circle. I don't want it to just be, oh, okay, so now the rest of the family just go and live in England and we're going to, you know, 10, 20, 30 years down the line, or maybe 3 or 4 generations down the line, you know, we then become lost. You know, the history gets erased and it's now, oh, you know, my great, great, great grandfather was an Englishman. And it's like, no, he wasn't.
My great, 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 great grandfather was black. I'm like 4% white. I'm 4% black. What was that thing you showed me the other day? AJ showed me some video of some guy who said, when he stands on one step, he's a black man. If he stands off the step, he's considered white in the eyes of the law. It's like this specific space in America, yeah? And I think, like, you go over, when he takes one step, he's into one state's jurisdiction. And when he's in steps off, he's in another one. Something like that. Like, I'm butchering the story, but this is in essence what it is.
I'm trying to get away from all of that, basically. I hear that stuff and I'm just like, 4%
black. He wants to be considered a black man, being 4% black. What's your thoughts on that? Before we come back to AJ, and then we can finish up.
4%? What do you mean?
Would you consider him black? Him himself, he says, I identify as a black man. And he wants to be seen this way in the eyes of the law also.
But he's 4% black.
4% black. He looks like...
Is that like...
He looks like any old... I don't know. I was about to name drop something. I was about to name drop... Hard.
John Smith.
John Smith.
Any old John Smith.
John Appleseed.
John Appleseed. Okay.
Any old John Appleseed.
And he wants to claim being 4% black. He wants to claim that he's black.
That is correct.
Nah, sorry.
Why? Isn't it all about what you identify with?
No, because I could say the same story and say the woman who was 100% white, who used pigmentation, you know, injections to turn herself black, does that mean she's black now? No.
Well, if she's changed the colour of her skin, I believe the racist Caucasian man with the gun in America still going to pull the trigger because he sees that colour. Does that mean she's black? I think so.
Nah, I don't. I think maybe that's how the person may view them as... I don't... For me personally, your skin has to have the darker shade. And you have to have... Yeah, your skin just has to have the darker shade. Because we're talking about a colour right now, right? We're talking about a colour of skin. Or are you talking about the race?
Same difference, no?
No, it's not. It's not the same difference. I would consider myself a black African, right? If I was saying
now, race. Now we're getting specific with the tribes. I like it more. Keep going.
That's what I would say. So you're going to see black English or white African. I don't know. Have you seen those forms? I don't see those options there.
Yeah, but surely they do have an option like that to say white African. What about people in South Africa?
Are they black?
I'm talking about white people in South Africa who are Africans.
Mm-hmm.
Born and bred there, been living their whole lives there. They speak the language fluently.
Yeah.
They're Africans, but they're white, yeah? It's not all Africans are black.
No.
I was going to say that's such a narrow view to come from you. I would be surprised if that's...
I would say that. What would this person say? Because the black is to signify the color of skin, but this person is 96% white, right? So we're saying they're 4% black. They're gonna tick other and say 4% black English or 4% black. What is the majority? If your majority is that, you stand on that side of You stand on that side of the room. That's the way I see it.
Damn. What world we live in. What about albino people? Albino or albino? What's the pronunciation? I say albino.
I always say albino. I don't know what it is.
I think Americans say albino. Sounds like something they would say.
AJ, 4%. What are you saying?
Hi, man. He wants to be considered as black. As long as... I was going to make quite a bad joke, which was, as long as the police shoot at him too.
I know. As long as we're running and then he's getting shot.
Yeah, as long as I'm going to get shot. If I'm running alongside him or whatever.
Cool. It needs to be fair game.
Yeah.
If you want to claim it, sure, it's fair game. I hear that.
You can't just have the good that comes with it. You can't just come out here and be like, oh yeah, I got the long john.
I got 4%. Look at that.
The 4% went to the schlong.
Watch him break it.
You gotta take it.
Don't get me wrong. Say, by all means, be proud and say that, you know, you're mixed black. It's fine. But you can't identify as being just black. You're mixed, right?
Yeah. I mean, what does it matter? We're all mixed. We're all mixed. It's not like it's not pure blood.
I don't think that's what we refer to when we're talking about the color of people's skin, right? This person wants to identify as black, as having black skin color, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or being a black person. So, yeah, for that to qualify, your skin would have to have the darker shade.
If this guy put the pigmentation, whatever, there was an injection to make someone look black or something, that was said here. If he did that, would you be okay with it then?
Hell no.
So you're just not going to accept this guy?
No.
I'll be quite genuine with you. Where I am in my headspace in life right now, in terms of the other people and other people's baggage or just decisions in life, as long as it doesn't hurt me or others, Do what you want. I don't care. I'll see you in hell, and I don't even know if I believe in hell. So let's see how that goes.
End up in some purgatory place, just like, oh shoot.
Yeah, exactly. So personally, hey man, you ain't hurting anyone. You're not really doing anything. It's not made your life any better or any worse or whatever. Hey, go for it. There's people out there who identify as horses. Gee, are you going to be so against them? Hey, you want to identify as a horse? Identify as a horse. It's all good. Like I said, I'm not involved in that. I'm not trying to get involved in that. I don't want any trouble. I'm just trying to live my life as best as I can and one day be buried peacefully.
Okay, Noah, right? Let's say Noah. Yeah, let me give you this scenario. You know the story of Noah and his ark, right? So let's say, you know, the powers that be, let's say the higher powers, have come and they've said, Noah, AJ, Okello, I need you to get all the black people, yeah, on this boat. We're sailing back to Africa. Are you letting him on the boat?
What, Mr. 4%?
Mr. 4%.
Tight space, by the way. There's a tight boat. There's a lot of us. Mr.
4%, other side of him, whatever his makeup is on the other side, maybe like a spider sense to tingle. To say the last time Africans were all squeezed on a boat and taken across the Atlantic Ocean, it didn't end well. So probably don't join this boat.
That was such a dark joke, man.
Hey, Okello here. This section is a space where we'll be sharing short stories, creative experiences, and art. This week, I'll be telling you about the tale of Sengbe Per the Gallant. The Tale of Sengbe Per the Gallant, Part 6. Pierre and the others told their story through a translator, providing an account of their capture, sail into slavery and their attempts to free themselves aboard the Amistad. After the ship was taken into custody by the United States Revenue Cutter Service,
Pierre and his fellow Africans were eventually tried for mutiny and killing officers on the ship in a case known as the United States versus the Amistad.
With calmness and stillness, it comes to an end. We hope you found some gems and go away richer in soul and spirit. We're showing you the three paths of the sage. Your path is your own. Which path do you follow? Until next time.